But we've got to chat with Derek Cardoso first. He's the managing editor. Tongue tied in a tot this morning. Managing editor of The Big Issue. Welcome, Derek. It's great to have you.
Hey, Kevin. How's it?
Great, thank you. And I think the last time we spoke, we had some issues, 600,000 issues to be exact. The Big Issue lost more than 600,000 rand because of cyber theft, and it could have meant the end of this very important publication. You found the money.
Yes, Clarence. Just a quick correction. I'm the managing director. I don't think the editor would be impressed if I was called the managing editor. So we found the money. We raised the money from the public, rich individuals, trusts, foundations, and so on.
Wow.
And also from the customers, the Big Issue customers, because we sold out of our December edition.
Wow.
It was like we printed 9,000 copies and we sold them all out. So it's a big shout out to all any of the Cape Talk listeners who are purchasers, consumers, customers of the Big Issue and support the vendors to help them improve their lives. So thanks to Cape Talk listeners too.
I knew we'd come to the party. It's such an important... And I think the managing editor wouldn't have liked it if you didn't raise the 600,000, Derek. Let me just turn it back into your direction. It's nearly like a second chance, is it not?
Yes, it is.
I think just given the plethora of media choices, both online and in print, does this come with a new mission?
Well, the new mission is to continue because the mission is that the vendors actually develop a personal relationship with their customers. And so that's what makes Big Issue unique. Even though the magazine market generally in South Africa has seen a steady decline with the growth of online digital media consumption. And that's kind of the model that's kind of stood the test of time, the relationships between the vendors and their customers that they've grown to know over many, many years now have stood the test of time. So we're hoping that we can continue to for the NGO to stand the test of time as well.
Yeah, look at these World Book Day. So maybe you must tell us, instead of, you know, it being and maybe consummating that relationship between the reader and the vendor. Tell us why we need to read this publication.
Well, Big Issue is very unique in South Africa in that we give a platform to what we call hidden voices. So the small entrepreneurs, the emerging book writers, the fashion designers, all the creatives, the startup NGOs, the startups, small businesses, we give them a platform and we take their endeavors to the general public through publishing these stories in the magazine. And that we've done now for almost 27 years. So that's why we're a very, very unique publication in South Africa because of that. And just on the book day story that you mentioned, we're always supporting writers in the magazine. So every edition, we'll cover about 3 or 4 books by South African authors so that we try and help bring those writers closer to the public as well.
While we're at it, tell us about your favorite book that has had a profound impact on your life.
Actually, it's a book by, I'm actually looking at it now, Jerry Saltz. He's a New York art critic. And the title is How to Be an Artist. So I'm a closet artist, painter. And it just to remind me personally, like you also have a personal mission in life and you got to find time to paint and draw every day, which I've done for the last 40 years. And I'm going to have my first public exhibition soon. So yeah, coming out of the closet in an artistic way. So yeah.
Yeah, look, it's a...
Go back to, yeah?
I wanted to know, just when does a gift become a work of art?
I suppose it's when you think it's a work of art, quite honestly.
Okay, so that's an objective measurement, is it?
Yes, it is, in a subjective way.
Okay, let's find another moment to discuss that. But Somebody writes, a big sigh of relief to hear the amazing news of the big issue, and I think that is shared. Big issue is a pleasure to read. Success stories in a world of darkness, that is an alternative, I guess. So people have really come to the party in respect of your woes, $600,000 with cyber theft. And I think people are also hoping that you've kind of covered yourself from more such mischief.
Well, the previous mischief was the pandemic. For those, you know, 2-odd years, magazines sales slumped. So we had to come out of that. And then we went to the cyber crime, so we've come out of that. So I think there's a certain level of resilience in the organization, which I think we should be proud of. And hopefully this year there aren't too many negative surprises, and it's all positive. On the positive side, I can just give listeners or customers two more reasons to continue supporting the Big Issue magazine. Is that we've run a Saturday school for maths for the vendors' children for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's going very well. But last year we had one teacher. We have two maths teachers now. We've got one vendor's child who was just done a first year last year at BSc UCT and passed, and we support her. So that's what the impact the Saturday school has. And then also every month we repair 3 shacks or RDP homes of the vendors. And so we have a funder, Spirit Invest, a sort of the holding company for the Warwicks of the world and so on. And then so that we repair the shack, especially now with winter coming. We are in a fast pace to fix as many as we can. So that I'm just giving your listeners two more reasons to continue supporting the beach, especially during winter.
And that's really good reasons. It's another lease on life for your vendors. How have they responded to you being in a more financially secure state?
Yeah, they were shattered when they heard the news, because we have a vendor workshop meeting every single month where we share the contents of the magazine with our vendors so that they know what the content is all about, so they can have a conversation with the customers.
Great.
And they were really, really shattered. But as we every month we gave them a good news. Oh, we raised 100,000 rand. Or next month, oh, we've raised 200,000 rand so far. Oh, we've sold out of the little issue over the December holidays. They've kind of become more and more positive, and now they're kind of back to normal, if I may use that phrase, with being upbeat again and being positive about the whole NGO that supports their lives, you know, which is about, 800-odd people every month?
Yeah.
120-odd vendors plus 60 pendants. So, you know, for 30 rand a month, a customer supports 800 people.
You want to support the Big Issue. Thank you very much, Derek. This good news is absolutely well received, if our WhatsApp line is anything to go by. And just that small little purchase is going to really profoundly impact the life of not just the vendor. The Big Issue, watch out for it on a street corner. And those vendors directly, of course, benefit from the proceeds. At 9:58, time for Eyewitness News.